96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tis the season for holiday celebration. Food, family, friends, food, fun, food, and more food. It doesn't help you with your fitness goals. Every time you turn around, there's a pie, there's a pudding, there's a cookie, there's a cake. And did I mention the eggnog? If you're trying to lose weight or just maintain it and stay fit during the holiday season, I know it's rough, but we are going to help you do that starting tonight. I have a panel of fitness experts for every type of body challenge. Arminta Crosby is co-owner of Pretty Lady Pole Fit. Cootie Mack is a fitness personal trainer, and Paul Atkins is president and CEO of Fitness Motivators. Lines are open. Now is the time to get your best fitness advice, because you know these folks are expensive. You know, when you go into the gym and you have to start writing a check just to talk to them. Yep. So you've got free advice tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. How are my muscle folks doing tonight?
Awesome, of course.
There we go.
Great.
Looking good.
Being everybody, our best daily.
Everybody's nice and lean. But the truth of the matter is, really starting right before Thanksgiving, that's when a lot of people begin to put on weight. They may even put on weight just thinking about the holiday food that they're eating. Okay, Arminta, let's talk about this first. Women, what's the biggest challenge for them during the holiday season, particularly if, you know, we see them in your gym or working out the other 10 days or 10 months of the year, but then they disappear?
Well, I think women, we have a special issue in that we're trying to please everyone around us. We're trying to make sure everyone's comfortable and happy. We're making sure bellies are full and there are smiles on our family's faces. And sometimes we just don't get to us.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't get to us. Before we know it, 5 days have went by. You know, the turkey's gone, the ham's gone, the food's gone, the friends are gone. And, oh, now I'm 7 pounds heavier because I haven't been to the gym in 5 days.
7 pounds, that's nothing. Some people really, if she was being nice, a lot of folks really.
Very generous on
that. Yeah, they're packing on the, and there you go, generous. No. You don't want to be generous around the waistline.
Right.
Okay, so Paul, you know, for you, when you're talking to the clients that you're working out with, what kinds of concerns do they express to you?
Main thing they are concerned with is how to stay focused, especially mm-hmm. during this time of year. You got Christmas parties, you got Thanksgiving and family. I even go as far back as the Halloween with the candy and all of that.
Oh.
That's usually when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about staying focused. You also have to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're not going to stick to a particular meal plan this time of year. Then just portion control. You mm-hmm. can portion, you control your way through it to the new year.
Mm. Cootie, biggest mistake everybody makes.
The biggest mistake everybody makes is thinking that they can just work this stuff out in the gym once, two, maybe three times a week. When they're really, if you really look at like your intake and the sugar and the calories versus what it takes to burn that off, really how you eat is what's going to determine how you look.
And nobody's paying attention to that. I think that everybody assumes that when you do your group fitness at the gym, at the Y, wherever you work out, that they assume that it's like an Army or Marine Corps fitness workout. But the truth of the matter is it's not enough.
But even if it was, my thing is like, it's, you know, people come in and expect us to be miracle workers. Like, you know, they give us like 180 minutes. No, think about what I'm saying. They give us 180 minutes out of the week maximum. And then think that's going to undo like 7 days of whatever mayhem they've put upon themselves. So that's why nutrition is always part and parcel with anything I recommend to someone when it comes to their physical activity.
I like that. How do you deal with the merry mayhem? Let me go to the phone lines because already they are coming in. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Leslie calling from Suitland. What's on your mind, Leslie?
Hi. Well, for the past couple of months, I've watched myself grow from like east to west, and my friend seems to be growing from north to south. So we're kind of growing in opposite directions, he and I, but I'm just trying to figure out how can we, his stomach is really hard. How do you soften that? And mine just seems to get huge if I don't go to the gym in like a day or two. What are we doing wrong? Okay. Do we have to stay in the gym all day, every day, or?
I'll let our mentor jump in, and then if anybody else wants to offer some advice, go right ahead.
Hey, Leslie, I think it's about consistency. It's hard during the holidays because there's a lot to do, but 1 hour is like 4% of your day. You can give yourself that time. You owe yourself that time, and it's going to take that time. If you, 3 days a week, it's not enough. Unfortunately and fortunately, the more fit you are, the harder it does become. So I know you guys have maybe been working out a little bit. You got a good roll going. Keep it up. Don't be discouraged. Every day is Monday. Tomorrow you didn't do well. Okay, there's another day. Just get to it, stick to it, and don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you want to jump in?
My first question would be, Leslie, what are you eating that's different from what he's eating?
Mm-hmm.
Leslie?
yes, hi.
Yeah, what are you eating that he is not eating?
Dry foods. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. I drink nothing but water. I eat very different from him. So,
how's your cardio? Do you do at least 4 days a week?
I do. I get on the Stairmaster. I get on the elliptical, and I take like two classes every time I go to the gym.
That's okay. Awesome. Leslie, what's the first thing you eat in the morning or drink in the morning?
Okay, so I found out this thing about honey water. So mm-hmm. I have a teaspoon of honey and 8 ounces of water, and I try to eat like honey, oatmeal and egg whites and things
like
that.
I got you. And then check this out,
but
Leslie.
I am a bread eater.
Okay, good. Now you're a better eater than most. I'll give you credit for that. What I want you to understand is within the first 90 minutes of you waking up, whatever you put in your body is what your body's going to crave for energy. Mm-hmm. So that said, honey, while it's better than table sugar, it's still sugar. So when you put sugar in your system first thing, that's what you're running off, not nutrition. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a juicer if you don't have one already. Not a blender, but a juicer. Juice some veggies. Literally, you can go simple. Cucumber, spinach, that's it. Have that within the first 60 to 90 minutes of you waking up. Thank me later.
Leslie, hang in there. Happy holidays to you. Before I go back to the phone lines, I wanted to ask Paul. She mentioned honey water. One of the things that I've always been concerned about when we talk about these issues are fad foods and fad practices, because I've always believed that you can't do that stuff forever. Eventually, grandma is going to throw a fried chicken leg in your face or a pork chop, and you're going to lose it. What is your feeling about those fad practices for nutrition, Paul?
Well, a little deeper than that. When you get into fad diets, they're designed to make you depend upon them. Mm. So once you've lost the weight that fad diet requires, then what happens is those cravings kick in for what you are not giving your body from a nutrition standpoint. And without knowing how to properly eat, you're going to try to satisfy those cravings with the wrong foods.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines. It's 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Robert, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Just fine.
Hey,
just
awesome.
Fine.
I tell you what. I mean, gosh, there's so much truth in this panel, Harold, because these guys hit it right on the head. They know exactly what they're talking about. I'm a massage and body worker, holistic health care practitioner. And one of the things I find is that a lot of people do come to me post-holidays for detoxification as far as lymphatic drainage. And what I find in my practice is that over the years that once you start moving them left and the inflammation, you're able to have much more energy as well. So that does support these the panel is saying. And I'm finding that the more inflammation that you release, the, you know, you're able to have energy, move around and move the fat, and it all just melts away through our urine and our feces. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that one of the other panelists said, something about sugar, and I'm glad he said that. We are so duped with all of this new stuff that comes out. I tell you, it is so ridiculous. You know, sugar is sugar.
Amen. No matter how you get it.
No matter how you get it. And people don't understand. Some of us process sugar differently than others.
Yeah.
You get that. But if you recognize sugar, then that would be your number one move to a healthier lifestyle.
Robert, thank you so much. I need to take a break, but before I do, and by the way, the thing about the sugar piece, the only sugar I guess you should be eating during or tasting during the holidays is Aunt Sadie's cheek when you kiss her at the holiday dinner, but you know, stay away from the sugar. We've got Jovan, we've got Sue. We're going to come to you in a bit. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have any questions about fitness, about keeping your weight down or even losing weight during the holiday season, what kind of workout you're doing, if you are doing workouts, if you've hit a plateau, if you've hit that brick wall, these are the folks that you need to talk to. I want to make sure that we get everybody's websites out, and of course they will be posted with pictures flexing on WHUR.com after 8 o'clock. But Arminta, what's your website?
Yeah, you can visit us at prettyladypolefit.com. We are on Instagram and we are on Facebook. And of course, we have a website, and we are the most Googled pole fitness studio in the DMV area. Okay. Hello.
Right, cool.
beyourbestdaily.com on Facebook, BYBD Fitness and Nutrition, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter, at Cootie Mac. That's at KUTIM as in Mary, ACK.
That's a lot to remember. That's why I said I'm going to post all of that stuff. And go ahead, Paul.
You can find us online at fitnessmotivatorsinc.com. You can find us on Facebook at Fitness Motivators LLC. You can also find us on Instagram at FM Incorporated.
All right. And like I said, all of the information will be posted on WHUR.com after the program ends at 8 o'clock tonight. I need to take a break. So if you are on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. And we're going to talk to Mark. We're going to talk to Jovan. We're going to talk to Sue because she's worried about her tummy. That's cute. Tummy. It must be a little one. And DeMarcus calling from Bowie. We're going to talk to him as well. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Free fitness advice. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.